This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Jason Cochran, and his book is Here Lies America, Tourist Sites Where Bad History Went Down.
United We Stand, the phrase that came out after 2001, and it's a phrase that's very common among people who have gone through horrible experiences. It basically just sort of means, you didn't break me. This wasn't for nothing. We're going to go forward. And you see that again and again throughout time at every one of these sites.
And you think that's still the case in the deep south of the United States in the old Confederacy?
I think it's absolutely part of the identity. For people will say that the flag, you know, the battle flag of the Confederacy stands for very different things if you ask very different people. And some of the people will tell you it's about honor, and some people will tell you it was about battle. But so for some people, it has a different, deeper, more validating meaning.
And you're from Georgia, and you wrote, yeah, having a Southern heritage is kind of like having herpes.
Not that I have that. It was a joke that it keeps coming back when you least expect it, and you have to address it. Yeah,
you just can't get it out of your system.
It's in your
outlook. It's in your heritage. It's part of your family.
It must always be accounted for. Yeah. And I find that sometimes as a Southerner, even as I was doing this book, people didn't want me to have a wider view of American history that I was showing people when I was doing the research. There was one point when I'm taking photos of the plaque in Fort Sumter off the coast of Charleston, where the Civil War sort of started. I was taking pictures of people from the North who were lost over time. And while I was standing there, someone stuck his middle finger in this lens of my camera so I couldn't get a picture. It was sort of this passive aggressive anger at me showing honor to the Northerners. And I realized, wow, this was many years ago too, before 2016. So it was an interesting eye opener to see how differently people approach these sites we're told are important to all of us.